Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in spite of the fact that Attorney Abner failed to produce any witnesses for his client, Cedric, and even swung over to the plaintiff's side after hearing Squire Skimp's final speech to the jury, Defendant Cedric won the jury's verdict in his breach of promise trial. The deciding factor was the timely news that Plaintiff Winifred Redfield had eloped with her doctor. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum back in the Jot'em Down store and library. Abner's just entering. Listen.
No, there weren't no mail today, Lum.
You wouldn't, huh?
Oh, well, there was a bill from Grandpa Masters.
Bill?
Yeah, he wants his money for sitting on a jury during Cedric's trial, he says.
Well, for goodness sakes, he's got an arse in a bill for that. He slept practical the whole trial through. What we ought to do is send him a bill for lodging.
That's a gooder. I believe I'll tell him that at the Golden Air Discussion Club meeting tomorrow night. Or that is, if you can wake him up long enough to tell him anything.
Yeah, you can also tell him that he won't get his jury money till Squire and Charlie Redfield put it up. They got to pay the court costs as long as they lost the trial.
Yeah, that's right. Dick Carlson said old Charlie's pretty mad about the whole thing, Mom.
Yeah, I reckon he is all right. Losing the keys and having his daughter elope with a doctor and all.
Yeah.
Of course, on the other hand, he ought to be happy the way he's been trying to get Winifred married all the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, Dick says that Charlie's afraid this marriage ain't going to last, though. That's what's worrying him. That's what's making him so mad, too.
What do you mean it ain't going to last?
Well, he just thinks that feller just married Winifred for Charlie's money.
Charlie's money?
Yeah.
He ain't got no money.
Well, I know he ain't got much, but I reckon that's what Charlie thinks, for he's done telegraphed Charlie to send him and Winifred some money.
Well, I do know. You'd think a big doctor like him would have all the money he needed.
Yeah.
Especially if he's as famous as Squire said he was.
Well, he ain't actual no doctor, though. Just heard that a while ago. Dick Carlson told me no, sir. Yesterday, why, Charlie rode into the county seat on a milk truck to find out, well, exactly who his new son-in-law was.
Naturally.
And he found out he weren't nothing but some fella that's been hanging around the pool hall in there at the county seat for months.
Well, Granny's, I suspicioned something like
that's
that.
That's what he said.
The minute Squire brung him into the courtroom, I suspicioned that fella. My unconscious self told me he was a crook.
Why, sure. Who told
my unconscious self.
Huh.
Yeah, every feller's made up of two parts. You're half subconscious and half unconscious.
Oh, sure, I hear that. What's the matter with me? Such ignorance.
What I can't figure out is why this feller, if he was a friend of Squire's, why he crossed Squire up the way he did. If he'd have waited and eloped with Winifred after the jury'd come to a verdict, Cedric would have lost the case just sure as the world.
Yeah, sure. Up to then, why, Cedric never had the least chance in the world of winning. There weren't no doubt about that.
See, that's the fella eloped just before the jury went out.
Yeah.
Naturally, if they hear that, it'd never take them no time at all to vote again Winifred.
No.
I don't understand that fella.
Well, Dick Carlson said that he heard that it was cause Squire offered to pay this fella a lot of money for pretend to be a doctor, and then right the last minute, why, Squire backed down on his offer. Never paid him nothing.
Well, that might have been it.
What he said.
But whatever it was, it serves old Squire right.
Yeah.
Maybe this'll learn him that you can't trust a crook. No matter how dishonest he is, you just can't trust him. That's a new old-eared saying of mine, I think.
Well, sir, I never will forget the look on Squire's face when he heard about him. Hello,
wonderful world, boy.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
What a wonderful world, I mean.
Well, you sure sound happy today, Cedric.
Yeah, but it's a great relief having that trial over, ain't it, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, it sure is. Because now I can concentrate on playing the pinball machine again, boy.
Is that all winning that trial means to you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I reckon so. You ought to have been down at Luke Spears' restaurant and seen the score I just made. score? The highest score I've made in that machine since it's been in there. 22,780 points.
For the land.
That's the record, too, Mr. Luke said. So I win the double grand prize.
Well, good for you, Cedric. The double grand prize.
Well, I've been trying to win that for 5 years now, and I finally done it.
Well, if you've worked that hard for it, Cedric, I reckon you deserve it.
Yes, Mom. Sometimes during them 5 years, it seemed like I just couldn't hardly keep going, hardly.
Well?
Sometimes I got so sick of that pinball machine, I couldn't hardly stand to play one more game even.
Huh.
And I'd say to myself, Cedric! Mom?
What's the matter?
Hold on, I heard somebody calling me.
Oh, that was just you, Cedric.
Oh, yeah. Lord, I recognize that voice. Silly of me.
You were saying how sick you got of playing a pinball machine, and then you said you'd always say to yourself, you know, Cedric.
Oh, yes, I always say, Cedric, you gotta keep going.
Well?
You got to win that double grand prize. Cedric, old boy, you just gotta do it.
Well, wait a minute, Cedric, old boy. I believe that's our ring, weren't it, Long?
Yeah, I believe so. You get it, Abner.
Yeah.
More likely it's just a grocery order. Tell them we're having to cut down on our delivery service, too.
Hello? Got him down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh! Well, what's the trouble now, Ulysses?
Uh-oh. I know what that call's about.
Well, that's too bad, Ulysses. Just a minute. Let me tell Mom.
What's his excuse for not holding the club meeting at his house this week?
He says that a big batch of gophers has been digging on the front part of his house, and they might now undermine the whole place.
Well, what's that got to do with the meeting?
Well, he's afraid if all us fellas gets in the parlor at one time, Lum, why, the house will just sink right into the ground, just cave in.
For goodness sake.
He says they've already moved the parlor furniture into the kitchen, just scared to death of it.
All right, tell him we'll have the meeting somewhere else, then.
Yeah, I believe we ought to. Hello, Ulysses? Well, Lum says we'll have the meeting at somebody else's house tomorrow night. Well, I'll let you know where it's going to be held. All right, Ulysses. Goodbye. Huh.
Granny, if that don't beat the bugs of fight.
I believe that is without a doubt the worst excuse he studied.
22,780 points. That's the record, Mr. Luke says.
Gophers. Prattle.
I don't know how I ever kept going, but I just wouldn't give up. Bound and determined to win that double grand prize.
It's just hard to believe that a bunch of little old gophers... wait a minute here, Long. Ain't the ground froze too hard for anything like that gophers working this time of year?
Why, of course it is. Grannies, I ought to have thought of that myself. The ground froze harder than rock.
Why, yeah, they
even if gophers could work in it, there wouldn't be no danger of the house sinking down. I'm going to call him back up.
Just don't let him get away with it. Just call him right up.
Have
right
a meeting
now
at his house or die in the attempt.
That's our time.
Double grand prize upon the winning.
Quiet, Cedric. Long's making
just
a phone call.
Keep going till I win it. Never give up. That's me.
Cedric, be quiet.
Hello, is this Ulysses?
Bother Long.
Well, this is Mom Edwards. Yeah, say, Ulysses, I don't like to doubt your word none, but ain't you a little mistook about that gopher business?
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Well, yeah, but the ground's all froze solid right now. Well, I figured you never.
What'd he say, Lon?
Said he never thought about that. 22,780
points,
Ulysses. Be quiet.
What's that, Ulysses? Oh, I see. That's how come you to make that mistake, huh? Ah. Well, we'll have the meeting at your place then, huh? All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow night then, Ulysses. All right, goodbye.
My doggy, you got him that time, Lum. Good for you.
You know what excuse he gave for making that mistake about the gophers?
No, what'd he say?
Said his eyes has been bothering him lately. He claims he sees such big spots in front of his eyes, they all look like gopher hills to him.
Fire the lane.
Double grand prize. Ever a light on the board lit up. Prettiest sight I ever seen in my life. All them lights lighted up red and green and yellow and all of them.
Well, I do know.
Don't know how I kept going all them years, but I done it. Old Cedric never give up, did I?
Bound you, Mom, that Ulysses can see just as good as me or you or anybody else.
Look like a Christmas tree there. All them lights are shining there. Prettiest sight I ever seen. Even though I hated and despised that pinball machine, I just kept on playing. That's what I done. I'm a hero, I believe.
Cedric, will you please quit talking about that pinball machine thing?
Yes, Mom, but I admire me for that. Believe I'll call up Clarabelle and tell her how I won the double grand prize.
boys.
Now, here, don't go calling up Clarabelle now. Get away from that
phone. For goodness sakes, don't do that. Look what happened the last time you tried to call her up. Got yourself engaged and lawsuit and I don't know why.
Just keep away from that telephone, Cedric.
Maybe she'll well than that, Marmee, though.
I don't think that pinball stuff makes much of an impression on anybody like her, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but I win the double grand prize, though. 22,708 points I made, and all the lights was lit up.
Oh, my.
That's the record, Mr. Luke said.
He'll never get over
it. Cedric, you've told us that 100 or 1,000
times. Why don't you go on home for a while, Cedric? You need to get some sleep anyway, working of a night.
I'm too excited about winning the prize. To sleep. I'm going to call up Clarabelle.
Wait a minute. That's our ring again. Now be quiet while I answer, sir.
Well, when you get done, I'll call her. 22,780.
Hello, Jotham Downstore Library. Abner Peabody doing it.
Prettiest talking. Sight I ever seen.
Huh?
Quiet, Cedric.
You're where? Oh, my goodness. How'd you get down there, Ulysses?
Ulysses? What's happened to him?
He's fell down in the well,
Oh, my goodness.
He said he thought the well was just another spot in front of his eyes and stepped right into it, and he says he can't get out in time to hold a meeting over there at their place tomorrow night.
Grannies, we better send some help.
Wait a minute.
Whereabouts is he calling from? The bottom of the well?
All right, Dogies, that's right. Wait a minute, Alex. Hello, Ulysses. Whereabouts are you calling from? I said, whereabouts are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Hello?
What did he do, hang up?
Yeah, changed his voice and said wrong number and hung up.
Can I call up Clarabelle now?
Cedric, what do you want to do that for?
I want to tell her what a hero I was in winning the double grand prize. How I kept going even though I couldn't hardly even stand to look at that pinball machine's more than I can say. Hated to play every one more game more than other.
Well,
but I just kept on anyway.
Well, all right. Go ahead and call her then if you're bound and determined. Got your heart set on
just
it. Oh,
boy.
By the way, Cedric, what is the double grand prize that you want to win so bad?
Mom.
I say, what is this double grand prize you win? What do you get for it?
Oh, that. Well, I get to play 5 free games on the pinball machine. Boy.